John 14:11 says, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake." Jesus appealed to sinners, knowing that there were many who found his claims hard to accept. After all, his claims were words. People heard words. They heard him say that he came from heaven, he was sent by the Father, and that he was the Son of God. It was clear that Jesus was presenting himself as the prophesied Messiah of Israel. But Jesus didn't just expect people to accept him based on words, because the Old Testament scriptures were clear that the deeds of the Messiah would confirm his claims. So here Jesus says, "Or else believe me for the very works' sake." And those works were miracles. When John the Baptist sent his disciples to Jesus to ask for confirmation of his messianic credentials and ministry, Luke 7:22 says, "Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached." So miracles without the gospel are meaningless, but miracles did serve as a visible confirmation of the gospel and of the claims of Jesus Christ. Now, in an effort to refute the case for miracles as evidence for God, and we are always specifically concerned with the God of the Bible, skeptics will almost always present the case made by an 18th century atheist named David Hume. They may not even know who Hume is, and may not have ever read his words in what Hume titled Of Miracles in section 10 of his book, An Inquiry Concerning Human Understanding, that was published in 1748. But Hume's argument is the basis for what you are hearing from the skeptic today, 99% of the time or better. What Hume said basically was that since a miracle by its very nature violates natural law, which is extremely rare and extremely unlikely, then miracles themselves are highly unlikely. And given the extraordinarily low probability of a miracle happening, and the fact that Hume had never witnessed such a miracle himself, then we must reject the possibility of miracles. And Hume's point was that miracles require a power that is able to violate the laws of nature and produce such a miracle. For example, when Jesus rose from the dead, he had claimed to be God and claimed that he would raise his body from the dead after being crucified. If Jesus rose from the dead, then he has confirmed his own deity and thereby proven that God exists and that he, Jesus, is and was and always will be God, who came in human flesh to die for the sins of the world and to rise again, conquering sin and death. So Hume's motive with this argument is to disprove God by also disproving miracles, including the miracle of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But Hume's argument was based solely upon the probability of anyone ever rising from the dead relative to the laws of nature. And we admit, the probability of someone rising from the dead is incredibly low. But such a low probability doesn't mean that it never happened. As apologist William Lane Craig has shown in his own works, if we consider the possible explanations for the evidence presented and decide which explanation is more likely, then we come to a different answer. And when considering all the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, what is referred to as the resurrection hypothesis, and then consider all the alternative explanations, it becomes clear that the best explanation is that Jesus did rise from the dead. And if Jesus rose from the dead, then that miracle happened, making it more likely that the other miracles described in Scripture also happened. And if miracles happened, we are forced to face the reality of a being that is powerful enough to suspend natural law and produce miracles. And that being we call God. In a court of law, where only evidence is considered and no emotional arguments or opinions or other inappropriate claims can be made, the resurrection of Jesus Christ stands. And that means miracles happen. And that then means that there is a God. A God of miracles who came in the person of Jesus Christ to shed his blood and die for our sins, but then rose from the dead and conquered sin and death by the miracle of his own resurrection in order to save all who will come to him.